Theresa May's deal with the DUP could make a bad situation worse in Northern Ireland. By Jennifer Duggan, Cross MacGlen, Northern Ireland. When Theresa May's Conservative Party lost its parliamentary majority in the UK general election on June 8th, the Prime Minister had to find a friendly party to partner with to get legislation passed. May turned to Northern Ireland's leading Democratic Unionist Party to forge a coalition agreement. She had likely hoped for a speedy consensus to be reached, but negotiations dragged on into June, with the DUP proving to be adept bargainers. On Monday, the parties agreed to support May's minority government through a deal which will bring more than £1 billion extra funding to Northern Ireland for infrastructure. The drawn-out negotiations and eventual alliance between the two parties had already brought international attention to the region. This part of the United Kingdom is still divided between those who wish to remain within the Union, like the DUP, and those who believe it to be part of Ireland, like their main rivals, Sinn Féin. That split brought years of strife to this corner of the country, which only 20 years ago gave way to a tenuous peace. Now, the DUP's newfound political influence has increased fears of instability in this highly volatile region. The Brexit vote of 2016 had already fueled sectarian splits in Northern Ireland. The DUP campaigned for Britain to leave the EU, and Sinn Féin backed the Remain campaign. Accordingly, in the Northern Ireland village of Cross MacGlen, close to the border with the Republic of Ireland, the Irish flag and the EU flag fly side by side, a clear message of where this community's allegiances lie. On the other side of the village square, yellow and black signs make a bold statement, "Border communities against Brexit. Respect the Remain vote," they declare. Northern Ireland voted by a majority of 56-44% to remain in the EU. But now a party which campaigned for a leave vote is at the heart of government in Westminster. Some in Cross MacGlen are concerned. "We don't want to leave the EU," said Ellen Waters, a local pharmacist. "The majority of the people in this neighborhood especially, we want to be as close as possible, and leaving is not ideal for us." Border towns like Cross MacGlen stand to be directly affected by Brexit. Once Britain leaves the EU in April 2019, the 310-mile border between north and south would be the only land border between the UK and the EU. It seems likely that some form of checks will have to return to control trade and restrict immigration. This stirs up bad memories for the residents of Cross MacGlen. During the Troubles, as the conflict is called here, this was known as Bandit Country, a hotbed for Republican activity and heavily militarized by the British Army. Cross MacGlen lived under the shadow of a military base, set up on the grounds of the local Gaelic football club. The Good Friday Agreement, sealed by leaders of the UK, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland in 1997, brought peace, stability, and much-needed economic development. A border once demarcated by watchtowers and manned by soldiers has completely disappeared. Now trade and people flow freely across both jurisdictions, bringing revenue to a once isolated and marginalized area. While the DUP campaigned for a leave vote in the Brexit referendum, their position on the issue is somewhat complicated and even contradictory. Ideologically, the DUP are Eurosceptic and have leaned towards a hard version of Brexit, which would pull the UK out of the EU's single market and customs union. However, they have also said they want to maintain the current border arrangements with the South, knowing that any reintroduction of a border will have a negative impact on the region economically. Even within the DUP's unionist community, many voted against their position on Brexit. "There's no way the DUP can represent Northern Ireland's views," said J.J. O'Hara, a member of the Border Communities Against Brexit campaign group. "The reality is there are a lot of people, even within the DUP, who want to stay in Europe and who see the sense in Europe." The DUP played hardball in negotiations with the Conservative Party, who had been hoping to put together a deal quickly in the wake of the snap election. The Confidence and Supply Deal, a deal by which DUP would pledge to vote with the Conservatives on votes of confidence and on spending bills, gives May a working majority in Parliament of 13. It's certainly not a bad deal for many in Northern Ireland, as well as investment in infrastructure. The agreement gives the region greater attention in Brexit negotiations. Hopes that a border may not be reintroduced were bolstered this week when the British government's Brexit secretary, David Davis, said that the government wants to maintain an invisible border in Ireland. It's technically difficult but doable, he said on radio in the UK on Sunday. However, many in the region are not happy given the DUP's anti-Brexit stance, the only party in the region to have campaigned to leave the EU. During the negotiations, May met with Sinn Féin and representatives from other Northern Ireland parties at Downing Street and was told by Gerry Adams that she is in breach of the Good Friday Agreement. Adams' comments reflect wider concerns about the implications a deal between the DUP and the Conservatives will have for the shaky political landscape in Northern Ireland. Some figures who had involvement in the peace process have spoken out, warning that it is important the British government remains impartial in relation to politics in the North, and the deal with the DUP risks jeopardizing that. Former British Prime Minister John Major urged Theresa May to pull out of the deal with the DUP. Speaking on the BBC, he said that the peace process in Northern Ireland is fragile and people shouldn't regard it as a given. It isn't certain. Politically, Northern Ireland is in crisis, and since January, the region has been without the power-sharing government formed under the Good Friday Agreement. Under the terms of the deal, both sides of the political divide, the predominantly Protestant Unionists and the mainly Catholic Nationalist Republicans, hold equal positions in power. But the alliance crumbled in 2016 as distrust between the DUP and Sinn Féin grew and collapsed completely in December after the Sinn Féin Deputy First Minister resigned as a result of a political scandal involving DUP leader Arlene Foster surrounding a costly renewable energy subsidy scheme. The subsequent election saw bitter political divisions resurface. The results, with Sinn Féin on a near-equal footing with the DUP, reflect what has been described as the balkanization of the region, with the more moderate voices on both sides being pushed out. It may very well be the case that the DUP will basically rule over their geographical areas, and Sinn Féin will in effect rule over their particular geographic area, and that is not a good thing for the future if we are to bring people together, said Dermot Ahern, a former Minister for Foreign Affairs in the Republic of Ireland who was involved in the peace process. It reflects that Northern Ireland is still very much under the surface a divided society, he told Time. Negotiations are continuing to form a power-sharing government, with a deadline of June 29th looming large. If the two main parties haven't reached agreement to restore a devolved power-sharing government, there will likely be a return to direct rule from Westminster. The details of a deal between the DUP and the Conservatives is something that has been troubling nationalists and Northern Ireland and the government across the border in the Republic of Ireland, given that the negotiations to restore the power-sharing institutions in the North are ongoing. There are worries that the DUP would leverage its new negotiating position in Westminster to strengthen its hand in the talks on power-sharing, or may make demands on sectarian issues, such as disputes on Northern Ireland's unionist and nationalist parades. There must be full and detailed transparency on all aspects of a confidence and supply deal, Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs Charlie Flanagan said on June 12th. May has attempted to quell concerns by saying she would publish full details of any deal. Back in Northern Ireland in southwest Fermanagh, farmer John Sheridan's land meets the border, and part of it is even technically in the south. He is from the unionist community, but voted to remain in the EU given the potentially devastating impacts of Brexit on agriculture. The DUP deal may be good in the short term for the economy of the North, he said, but he added that given the majority anti-Brexit vote, I think their actions are not in the interests of the North.